Like this pussy just like you should.
My neck. My back.
My back. Lick my pussy and my crack.
There's a monetization that we can't get anyway.
I just hope that Noob washed that shirt since last week.
Wow. No.
I felt like it was a little soiled.
No, that's the Toker shirt.
Toker's Toker's shirt was soiled last week.
Mine,
was,
had the stains on it.
Well, the funny thing about Noob has been lactating on it all week. It's got these huge clumps of soiled milk right in
the... No, the problem about this shirt is that I just the tent caterpillars turned into moths in my closet, and now all my clothes are just full of these nice holes for air.
Very precise. Wow,
that's what happened.
Moth joke's not hitting. All right.
Nope. I mean, I'm.
No, but it does give me an idea for like a D&D monster or an RPG monster, seamstress moth.
Ooh, destroys your armor or whatever you're wearing.
That's for all the party of druids that get past the rust monsters. They only eat the cloth armor.
I am currently working on a solo cartoon project of just this guy that kills random monsters. And I have some ideas for it. But here's the artwork I've come up with so far.
Oh, shit.
Look at that guy.
Impressive. It's impressive. I like that foot handle there on the left.
Very nice Genghis Khan type.
It's very Mongolian-esque armor.
It also reminds me of Noob now. I don't know why. I think it's the beard.
It's the beard. Yeah, it's the beard.
The very jaundiced eyeballs.
I can't unsee that.
That's Gunk the Slayer. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to do this. I just work on it here and there. But today, his first random
piece. Some nicely molded armor there.
This guy.
Nice.
That's cool.
Oh, nice.
So
it looks like a dog just wiping his ass on the floor.
He's scooting.
One of these two. Toker. I think when Gunk kills this creature, there's just going to be a flash of its balls coming out from underneath it and exploding. Like, that's what I want to do with the technology I have at hand, is I want Gunk the Slayer, this guy, to murder this dude so hard that his balls explode because that happened to Akage 3 years ago, and it's still funny to me.
I thought that was his dick exploded.
Well, you can't put a dick on YouTube. I have put a dick. I put a mushroom dick on YouTube. But... I don't want to be too blatant, you know?
Right.
Come
right,
and find
right.
our mushroom yeah. dick on YouTube.
Keep it classy. Keep it classy.
I do think that one of those two characters should sport a mesh shirt.
I don't know which one. I mean, it's a toss up.
Yeah, I don't know which one either. It's tough.
Toss up.
Oh, well.
Am I the only one that thought Noob had his nipples pierced?
What? No.
I don't know why I just thought that you had your nipples pierced.
I do, buddy.
Before tonight, I had never thought about Noob's nipples once.
Oh, okay.
Talk about Noob's nipples multiple times.
Hey, Matt, so if you pay for it, I'll get it done.
Yeah, I'll pay for it. I'm good with financing that.
Don't make me pay for it. I'll get it done. We'll record it.
We got to record it. Absolutely.
Egg sweat.
I'll record it. I've got a lot of cool gear and stuff now. So
I don't know.
Only if you record it on the VHS camera.
Yeah,
which is a filter. Use a filter.
We'll use a filter. Noob's nipples have made many appearances here, and then we realized on Twitch that Noob's nipples might be a problem. So Mahogany put Noob's face over Noob's nipples
to make his nipples.
What? Yeah, nipples are a problem on Twitch.
Maybe.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they differentiate. I think they're one of the few that doesn't differentiate between male nipples
and nipples.
Female nipples.
Otherwise, nipples. Like guys like Hassan would do shirtless streams or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Otherwise, you could just take a man's nipple and Photoshop it onto a woman's nipple, and it'd be fine.
Totally fine.
Because it's the nipple, not the breast.
Okay.
So, our society is so dumb sometimes. It's just dumb. Oh, that's funny.
Here we are.
He's like,
hey, here we that's are. Interesting.
This is why we can have nipples on YouTube and Twitch, because it just stops everything. Just, the whole situation becomes awkward.
It's a product we should sell. Homebrew man nipple pasties, so that women can put a man's nipple on as a pasty.
Yeah. I mean, what's it? I mean, what? I mean, it just it's like we put some like little hairs on it. I don't know. Yeah,
you gotta put some like hair around the end.
Yeah. Until I was probably 14, I had one innie and one outie.
What happened at 14? That just
Then it finally was just that it finally came out. My
nipple finally popped. I don't know.
My right nipple always outie. Sometimes way outie. You know, if I get excited, my left nipple. Because I grew up on Lake Murray and I swam in them cold waters a lot, sometimes any, most times any, until it got cold and I came out the water, and then it would creep out of my body to be an outie.
It would be funny if they both turned innie for some reason. That'd be the crazy.
I wish I had a worse imagination so I couldn't picture this.
You have to remember to clean inside the innie, otherwise, it gets real gross.
I did not know that. I can cut glass with mine most of the time.
It's just like a belly button. You got to clean in that belly button. I've got a really big belly button.
That's what Q-tips are really for.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting. Please don't ever talk again.
You sent me videos on Facebook a few weeks ago. Belly button.
We got noob, y'all.
Yes. This
train.
I'll put things in your belly button.
No, Noob sent me. We all know not to watch videos that Noob sends.
Yeah.
He shares a name with my brother, and it was early enough for me to not realize which Michael had sent me the video until I clicked it. And I was like, oh, God damn it.
Which one was it?
I can't remember, and I don't want to.
Wait, was it the lady farting?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, your name's Michael?
No.
Yeah, that's Noob's name. It says it right there.
Says right there on the screen. Yeah.
He's trying to rebrand himself, but it ain't happening. He's Noob forever.
Yeah.
That's who you. That's how you introduced yourself to me as. That's how I know you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was anybody else's bodies weird when they were little?
No, I had a perfect, beautiful body, and then just I grew this hideous mess.
No. Tom ruined my body.
I was an Adonis until I was 25.
You're still an Adonis to me, Franks.
I am.
I mean, I was sober when I was younger.
Like an Adrian Adonis.
I was shorter back then.
Well, I want to be big.
I want to be big.
Check out Raiders of the Lark. That's an inside joke from that game. Anyhow, we're playing this game. Pathfinder.
Kill giants.
First edition.
Let's do it. Are you also playing? Are you also using Pathfinder and Raiders of the Lark?
We are not.
What did y'all switch to?
Spoilers, it becomes a Starfinder game.
Oh, which is still Pathfinder. In
it's not, though.
It's not. Yeah.
That's the problem, is everybody assumed it was just Pathfinder rules in space, and it's not.
Yeah,
that's why Matt doesn't like it.
To me, it's for the difference.
I like the ship combat. That's about it.
That ship combat's awesome.
I like the ship combat.
Yeah. It's fun.
But we have no ship combat in Pathfinder, so let's do that.
There are ship combat rules in Pathfinder, and they're atrocious. I don't use that.
We don't
word
talk about
often,
that.
But it's atrocious.
Worse or better than grappling?
Worse.
I think we had one campaign with Terrence or whatever where we had some vehicle combat going.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I remember not liking it.
I tried it pre us recording these and just afterwards was like, never again. It was long and boring. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they did a good job with that with Starfinder.
Shooting cannons and ballistae and other ships should not be boring. Yeah, that should be super exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like if you were doing it back in the old days, like you got to drag the cannon for the ball from here to there. Mm-hmm. You got to drop it down in there. Yeah, there's a lot of steps.
Those are two steps.
We like to press X. We just press X and the cannon reloads. That's what we want.
Maybe you got to make the cannon balls first. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to take the bag of powder and the primer, mm-hmm. shove it in there, take the swab, shove it in there.
You know who made the ball, made that entertaining? Have you watched the movie Battleship?
Yeah, that's got Rihanna in it. Yeah.
It's awful, but it's also hilarious. And they really bring the action with old retired men at the end of that movie, loading up cannons for the ballista with those quick Michael Bay-esque cuts of like chong chong, chong chong. It's like they're not doing anything fun, but the music. The music and the quick cuts make it seem really exciting.
Yeah, it's hard to simulate quick editing in an RPG.
Yeah. I thought that was a fun, dumb movie. It's not a great movie, but it's a fun, dumb movie.
It's very, yeah, it's a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a boat.
So without the family.
Wait for the next Fast and Furious movie.
We know, Kevin. God damn it, we know.
I regretted it.
22 or something.
Oh, no.
We know.
So when last we left off, finished slaying the last of this these four giant brothers who were really just on their way to a picnic.
They came at us, man. They came at us.
No, they definitely saw weakness and they were wrong.
They forgot the power of family.
Yeah. So after you slayed the beast, if you search them, you only find that they have weapons that are just way too big for you to use.
Armor. I take their pocket sand.
Yeah, they have a huge studded leather and a huge greatsword. However, one of them has a bunch of rubies.
Ooh.
Are they huge?
They're huge.
Take one of those huge greatswords and put it in the portable hole.
That's not. I don't think it'll fit.
That's nice, though. That's my workshop. Keep it
cuts a hole at the bottom. It's destroyed. See? You can never use
them. So don't do that. No. I think if you sell those, you get like 100 gold. I'm good.
Yeah. They're not worth the trouble of toting around. However, the rubies will probably compensate you. At your level, somebody there can do an appraise check on it and tell you that...
I got that. I can do an appraise. That's how it comes up. So I'm rolling it, damn it. And I rolled a nat 20 on my appraise check, which gives me a 34.
Roll percentiles. Let's see if they get more value.
Yeah, it's a crit. It's a crit. So yeah, I got to roll my percentiles.
Percentiles, fuck it. Just making these numbers up anyway.
I got an 86.
Oh, then they're not worth anything. 86 is a bad number. That's when you're out of food at a restaurant.
Not on the crit part. Oh, that's like, sorry. You're 86,
and then they crumble to dust in your hands.
They weren't real, guys. They weren't real.
Oh, these came from Hobby Lobby.
No.
Damn it.
But hey, at least
next
they're not.
You roll an 86, just say 69. And you'll get double the amount of rubies.
No, with the nat 20, you know that you could probably fetch about $8,000 for these rubies. And with the nat 20, you realize because this is a currency that no longer exists. These aren't just
ruby currency?
Raw rubies. These are carved. When you look at closer, you can see etchings of an old dead language from these parts. Whoa. Maybe if Noob knew a bit more about his local history, he could tell you that this is an outdated language from his people.
Okay, so it is from this plane. They're not Ling rubies.
I'm sorry, what?
Ling rubies.
Okay. The Ling rubies, which is another point of existence.
Yeah, it's like...
No, they're from here. This just they're not just rubies. They're also rare artifacts. They're just valuable because of the etchings that they have on them.
Just to make a note, any pot we come across or grass, I'm cutting it down or breaking it.
Yep.
Okay. You never know when another rupee might pop out.
It's true.
Oh.
Sell the reference. Okay.
Those are rupees, not rubies.
I throw my boomerang to chop down all tall grasses.
What if we do? We could all just go home and play Zelda.
Why are we? Well, I am home, actually.
I was going to say, I feel like I think we're all home.
I'm just playing Zelda right now.
I could go sit over there behind me.
My real home, that chair.
That chair.
The controls to your spacecraft.
But after looting these creatures and healing, we did some off-air healing. You guys were about to set off anyway. Do you guys go ahead and continue your journey towards the temple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, why not?
After we rest. Oh, wait, no. We just woke up.
Y'all just rested.
Well. All right.
The sun finally dips below the horizon, and the moon comes out on this clear night. You guys travel on camel for about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, and then off in the distance, it looks as though the sun is kind of rising again. It's very bright off in the distance. Give me perception checks.
That's not right.
Of course. 18?
29.
22. 35. 28. I got 34.
Okay. Those of you who got over 20 can tell that that's not just a sand dune hill that you're staring at with like what looks like the sun coming over it, but it seems like a half-buried temple or ziggurat. There seems to be some, maybe those little hills closer to you between it might actually be ruins, not more sand dunes. Those of you who got over the 30, you can make out details and can tell that this looks like kind of the top part of maybe an old ziggurat. You know, those temples that come up like the pyramids with the base at the top. And the brightness you're seeing isn't the sun once you kind of focus in on it. It's a very, very bright figurehead. And those with the high perceptions can see it kind of moving around at the top of this temple. And even though you're looking at this very bright figure, you can make out a humanoid shape underneath, about the same size as the giants you fought before. It seems to be a giant whose head is on fire and as bright as the sun. But it would take you another hour on camel to get close enough to make out any more details.
Can we consult the map to see if this is the ruins, the area that we are supposed to be near?
Yeah. It is.
Survival for that?
Do I get any kind of knowledge check on what we're seeing?
What was your perception, Matt?
34.
Okay, so you were one that could have made it. Yeah, you can give me a knowledge nature.
I have that too.
Second, I'll go to 11.
Did you get over a 30?
That gives me, yeah, I got 31.
I rolled a 2.
Oh, okay, never mind. you believe.
I got over a 30, though.
This could be the very rare, very elusive sun giant.
That sounds bad. Yeah,
but it's very dangerous. Fun. Question.
Very, very dangerous sun giant. You know that they are creatures who are completely immune to fire for obvious reasons because they're constantly on fire. They're also very resistant to cold and electricity. What did you get? 32?
32.
Okay. Much like the giants you've already fought, they're very strong and brutal in combat, but the thing that makes the sun giant specials is they use the atlatl. So that they produce these sun darts that they hurl at their enemies from afar, and they also have some connections to arcane magic. They are able to cast some spells. With that high check, you know that while not
gods of their own right. They were powerful enough to be worshipped by certain giant tribes in this area, but that was a very, very long time ago. So they have basically all the same abilities as the Saiyan Giants you already fought, plus some extra magic and hurling sun darts.
And they use a dope-ass weapon. How many do we see?
You just see the one, and as rare as these things are, you can assume that there's only one, but you don't know. If there was another one here at Dark, you would probably be able to see it, because they're constantly producing their head. Light, fire, their head produces the daylight spell.
Does everybody know what an atlatl is? Since we're still talking about
people, I don't.
It is a piece. It's a spear thrower, basically, with a little piece of bone on the end that you would just hook it and fling it. And it's been shown that it can actually pierce, like human atlatls can pierce, like chainmail. It's one reason that. The ancient aborigines in Australia never got conquered until we invented firearms.
That'll show
them. They can put a spear through your skull.
Mm-hmm. They're very precise, very long distance spear throwing tool. They're very cool.
Excuse me.
And I just think it's neat that there's a monster that uses them.
Yeah. Specializes in them.
Are we going in?
This is where we are supposed to be, according to the map.
On Vlad's question, I rolled a 32 survival. Is this where we were told to expect?
Yes.
The temple.
And with that check, you can tell that it looks like the sun giant and. Maybe more have taken up residence at the top of this ziggurat, this temple to Osiris.
This is probably why they don't use it as a temple anymore.
We might want to wait till we rest to fight these things.
Stay
on the outskirts.
Everybody tends to sleep 4 hours right after they get up.
I'm saying we wait until we get our ship back.
If we did get into a pitched battle.
I'm good to go for this fight. On the travel here, I was able to replenish the potions that I've used. I don't know how everyone else is for a possible boss fight.
You did say an hour away, right? We are an hour away from this thing? Okay.
I would say we set up camp, take it easy, watch this thing until we get our ship back.
That's just because you used all your shit in the last fight.
Yeah.
I can give you a potion of iron skin.
Yeah, if you rest for 8 hours, your once per day stuff won't come back.
Wait, you nagged me about not using my good stuff.
I can get 3 potions of iron skin for those.
Well,
we're here for this. So we go.
That's fine. All right, that's fine. I just don't have no healing for you.
I feel it's foolish.
Yeah. I'm out of my level 6 summons too.
Yeah.
But I got 5s, but it won't be. They'll just be honestly at this level, like with the way the summon spells are, it'll pretty much just be a distraction more than anything.
And who knows? Maybe we can talk him into leaving.
Okay. Well, I like your positive attitude. Let's do it.
Who's good at this?
You.
At what?
Talking.
Thinking he's not going to leave. We could try.
We don't need him to leave. We just need him to move out of the way.
Oh, no, that's why we desecrate your temple.
Actually, About the temple itself, can I, what are the dimensions of the temple? Are they on the outside of the temple because they can't get into the temple?
I mean, from where you're at, you can't really make out those details.
Well, I'm going to be keeping an eye out for that as we close in. Like, we may not need to defeat these jerks at all.
My character is very good at diplomacy.
Well, there you go.
I am not. My character is.
It is kind of hard to sneak in the desert, but we can give it a shot.
Well, we could just douse the lights and, you know, use the giant's head as our guiding light. Because we have a direction.
It is nighttime.
I feel like that would cause a lot
of I've got dark vision. I know some of the others have it too, so we could manage not to fall in any holes. Everyone doesn't have to have it. We can just, you know, have a couple in front. Gordon, you've got dark vision, right?
No.
Me either.
Oh, wait, yes, I do. I have an item that can do it. But.
I thought so, too. And I thought Sandra has an item also that gives you dark vision.
Mm-hmm.
I do now.
As a ghoul, you have dark vision?
Yeah.
All right. This so that's is four this out of six, I have dark vision.
This undead thing.
Well, I mean, the dark vision. The dark vision's fine and all, but when you get close to the temple, there's basically it's daylight because of the sun god.
Right. I'm just saying, we can, as far as sneaking in, we can get really close. Yeah. We can get really close without, you know, at least visually alerting them to anything.
And there was
what's
like
the deal? We're gonna rest. Between, or we're gonna go in
between the ziggurat and y'all. A little closer, not much closer. Was look like the ruined building.
Mm-hmm.
You could use that for cover if you wanted to sneak up closer.
Okay.
It is possible there might be an entrance to this temple from this ruined building. Maybe they had a secret passageway.
Maybe it's a short door and they couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm. Let us go to the ruins and see what we can find. Yes?
Yes. All right. So everybody, voting no rest.
I'm not voting, but I will go along with it.
Yeah.
All right.
And we did.
So what's the plan?
We're going to move up to the exterior ruins to try and get a better grasp on the situation.
We're going to case the joint.
Yes.
We're going to be cautious.
All right.
As most adventurers would be, I assume.
Doobies scout ahead.
Let's get some stealth then. Who's gonna get when you get to where maybe you're at the edge of the darkness that this sun giant produces? Who's gonna go cloak? Because you'll have to get within the daylight area, not necessarily in the daylight that she's putting out, but who's getting close enough to do the stealth checks?
How many feet from the giant does the daylight extend to? Like, how close would we be? And I'm asking because, I mean, if an eight-minute invisibility spell would be beneficial if we're close enough for that, then I would do that.
So it's basically daylight 60 feet around her, and then low light another 120 feet out.
180 feet, so I'll cast invisibility before we kind of get to that point for myself.
Okay.
I will drink a potion of regular invisibility as well.
I will do the same.
All right. I'll just use stealth.
I'll hang out here with the camels.
Hang on. Let me make sure I have one of those.
Amon, I'm assuming you're staying back with Lazarus.
Yeah, I can't sneak. I got a +3. I can try. Want me to?
No, I don't.
All right.
Yeah. So four of y'all are going in with your potions of invisibility.
Yeah.
Okay. And my sneaking.
Let's go with the map.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way for now. Oh, I didn't mean to exit it. Oh, well, whatever. So you two are back here a little bit further than that as these begin to sneak up towards these ruins.
like the shadows. As
you're getting close, you can see that there's more of those regular giants camped out and around. Looks like three that you guys have seen so far. And then at the top of the temple, speaking of nipple, temple nipple.
That is definitely temple nipple.
So there is the sun giant and all of her splendid glory resting at the top of this temple. Give me those stealth checks.
He is huge.
What does invisibility add to your stealth check?
You'll get a plus 20
if you're moving, 40 if you're standing still.
Good. Because, 12. Okay.
I got a 35.
Okay.
40.
Okay.
Got a 33.
Okay.
41.
All right. You guys. Stairs. Not nearly as good. Hey. You guys are able to get up to the temple here, or the ruins here. So you get up to the temple, to these ruins here, and as you look inside, you see some of the flickering light making its way through the corners there at the other open end. But along these walls is just rows and rows of like some kind of strange meat lumps. It looks a lot like clumps of like a lobster type meat, just strung up. And you can get the smells of like where there've been a lot of smoke in here at some point, but now it's just all the smoky, salted like lobster meat hanging from the walls in here. But you don't see anything else.
I'll try it. I bet it's scorpion. Hold on. I'm kidding.
They poisoned the hanging meats.
What do y'all do from here?
The hanging meats are not what is interesting me. What's interesting me is like the layout of the ziggurat here. Okay. Do I see any entrances and what size are they? Like, this person is sitting on top of a ziggurat, not inside of it, so I'm just wondering.
With your perception check, you can see that there are no obvious entrances. It looks like most of this thing has been buried over time, lots of sand, but the top three levels there are still exposed to the elements. You don't see any obvious doorways, just the massive staircase that goes up to the top where the sun giant is.
What? Thoughts?
So are we going to try to talk to this thing?
I suppose, if you want to. Either way, we're gonna have to come out fighting. I'm gonna send a message to Noob via the ring.
Hello?
No.
He says loudly. Everybody
inside voice. Inside voice, dummy.
Bonjour.
We're going to attempt to parlay.
Alright.
Be prepared to run up and get your ass beaten.
I will down my potion of invisibility.
Right.
Dr. Parks.
After you, cleric of a sun fire goddess. What are you? Sun goddess?
I am not a cleric. I am a
representative.
Yeah, sure. Representative of
maybe you have more in common with this creature than I would.
Yeah, that's true.
I will go along as your retainer, and I quickly change my disguise to something more servile looking.
Black suit, shoestring to bow tie.
No. No, like
polo tie.
Like more like a palace servant kind of thing.
While they're talking, that's when I'm going to start walking up. Maybe they'll be less looking at me.
Yeah, I'll go with Noob.
Well, I mean, you're with them right now, Kevin.
Oh, you went with the sneaky part. Back. Gotcha.
I'll sneak up with Noob.
So those other two giants are...
Three giants.
Giants. Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah. They were sextuplets.
Septuplets, they would be, right?
Sep.
I want to stay in the kind of the shadow of those real ones over there. I know it's still invisible.
If they ask about their friends, we never heard of them.
Oh?
Yeah, so are we going to move up? Like, I'm invisible right now. Are we going to move up invisible and, like, up here?
I'm just stealthy.
Like, am I gonna move up invisible or and appear, or am I gonna like creep up as much as I can in the shadows and then walk out from there?
Your call. I will be supporting
you. Set your head on fire as you walk up there to kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I can definitely be on fire. Like that's something that I can. I think I'm pretty sure at this level I can conjure fire at will.
I mean, fire head, fire wings, fire swords. I think it's looking pretty cool.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I will fly up and then descend from the heaven.
There you go.
Yeah.
My wings of fire.
Okay.
And, I'll aim a series roll. Wait
till dawn to make that seem more.
No, I like the nighttime.
It's not nighttime here.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be bright around us anyway. Around them, yeah. It's gonna be bright.
Around them, no. But I'm saying about the effect of you coming with the dawn, representing the sun and the sun goddess.
Yeah.
Okay. It was just a thought.
How far are we from dawn? If it's a long time, then nah.
It's only 5 hours. It's only been 5 hours. You got another.
Yeah. I don't think your invisibility potions are going to last that much longer.
Yeah. So let's. I'm going to let everybody know what my plan is. I'm going to descend from the heavens, like right about here, and maybe a little further back. About right there.
Okay.
Yeah. And in my loudest, most official voice, I'm going to proclaim that I am here as an emissary from the Lady Saren Rey, the Dawnflower, I believe. I'm here to speak with this esteemed sun giant about stuff and things.
Okay.
I like it.
I will use a vanish spell to appear behind her taking a knee.
I am here to talk about stuff and things, giant.
Give me your stealth, Terrence.
All right.
The vanish spell, yeah, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
And with the distraction of me appearing in the sky.
So I got Dr. Pox and Nim at the ruins. You other two are planning on sneaking up to meet them and wait there in the shadows to see how this plays out?
Yes.
Give me your stealths to get up there.
24.
Okay.
I rolled a 2.
You're already there, Kevin.
You're there.
It's Noob I'm waiting on, but his camera and microphone are both off. No.
Sure.
Oh, he's on the phone. We're not recording a show for people or anything here. I'll feel bad if it's an important phone call. All right. We'll just say Noob failed. Everybody roll initiative.
Was there? Was there anything with the giants that we, had the misfortune of meeting earlier that indicated that they were part of any type of religion or sect or anything?
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm taking a call.
Were you sneaking up there with the rest of the Noob?
Yeah, that gives me a 33.
With Dr. Pox's invisibility potion. Yep. Buy yours today.
Dorian and Sonder, give me a perception check.
Ready?
I rolled one higher than last time, so 19.
Sonder, you don't catch it, but Dorian, as you get closer, you hear Ladros move a little through the sand. Just a quick shifting. Maybe some pebbles clicking together on the loose sand and make a slight tapping sound. And you see this this sun giant give a quick look in that direction.
Say something.
I did.
Oh, okay. I thought we had
and then, then Sonder appears from the sky and gives her spiel.
Yeah.
It's a ghoul sneaking around in the shadows.
Give me a diplomacy check.
Oh. Or bluff. My diplomacy is better. And I feel...
Big money.
I will be assisting via, I don't know, nonverbal cues and courtesy.
All right, so...
Plus two.
I feel like... I feel like since nobody else has said anything, I should get my plus three for my one-on-one speaking to them.
Oh, okay. Well, you had a bonus there.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I feel like I should get my plus three that I get for speaking to them one-on-one.
Is that the rule?
That is the rule.
I think so.
It's been since Yharnam that you've used this, I think.
No. I use it occasionally. Maybe I don't talk about it all the time, but
I think it's 100%. I think it's been since Yharnam we've had an opportunity to diplomatize.
No.
Yeah.
The heist. Yeah, we're just in a sec.
It's the wait a minute. Maybe not though. Maybe not. Wait a second. Yeah, cuz it's only if I am speaking to a fae. No, individual. Yeah, plus three confidence bonus while talking to an individual one-on-one.
Okay.
It's plus two if it's against the Fae.
Okay.
But this is not a Fae.
Not that you know of. It's not a Fae.
I was going to say if it is, then tell me. So that makes 27.
So it when you go to diplomacy...
No.
A hostile creature is DC 25 plus their charisma modifier. An unfriendly creature is 20 plus the creature's charisma modifier. If Ladros hadn't rolled so low on that stealth check, you would have succeeded.
Damn you, Ladros.
She heard Ladros and knows that there's people out there now, and then you appear. And the DC was 27. Or 20... It would have been 20...
It's hostile.
25 plus her charisma, so it would have been 28.
I thought she appeared before I snuck out. But either way.
Yeah, I thought they weren't sneaking until I started talking.
Were getting in position before you appeared. Otherwise, it would have been way back where the camels were.
No, those two were waiting until... Because they were the ones that were all the way back here, right?
Noob specifically said he was starting to move up when she started talking.
Yeah.
That way she's not started talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. That way they're not focused, like, looking at us. They're, you know, focused on the thing at hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you have moved her. Y'all lying to me right now, but that's fine.
No, we're not. You're gonna
watch the replay. Watch the replay.
We'll just say Noob failed. Everybody roll initiative.
Was there? Was there anything with the giants that we, had the misfortune of meeting earlier that indicated that they were part of any type of religion or sect or anything?
What were we doing? I'm taking a call.
Well, I will. I edit these. And I'll make sure
it'll
that
be
I
too
look right.
late.
I'll cut all of that out in my favor.
I never said shit.
You don't want to do that work.
So you will move her from unfriendly to indifferent then.
Woo.
Okay.
So what was it that you said?
you know, what's up? You look real cool and stuff. I'd like to talk to you about Lady Sarah.
Really give a dude a run for his money, huh?
I'd like to talk to you.
Have you heard the good news?
Yeah, you have a minute to talk about my lady, Lord Savior, Sarah Gray?
Roll that diplomacy check. Let the dice
stop. I got a pamphlet here.
Yeah, so the sun giant.
A pamphlet.
I cast glibness, I say some shit.
Yeah.
The sun giant stands. She had kind of been lounging against one of those posts or pillars that are at each corner of the top of the ziggurat. She comes forward just a little to the edge here. Look at how the shadows move. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Nice.
That's good. I like that I'm still in them.
Who is this Sovereign Ray?
I explain who Sovereign Ray is. She is the Dawnflower. She is the sun. She is the light. She is the blah, 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 blah.
You were approaching a former goddess about a goddess.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I say all the stuff. Like, I say the right thing. I say the words exactly what she wants to hear.
And y'all complain about me about role playing?
Oh, I've already made the comment. I bat you, noob. She's still better than you, but
that's fair. That's a close run.
At least she has a general idea of what she's trying to affect this giant with.
Yeah. And can pronounce the name of the god they worship.
We can and, have you know, more than
and
one.
And she knows how to pronounce it too.
As you're explaining Siren Ray's purpose to this very imposing thing, she seems to be listening.
But somewhat. Okay, so
give me a perception check. The two of y'all that are out there.
I rolled the same thing I rolled the first time. Yeah. Fucking 18.
36.
You keep notice that the other giants, not you, Kevin, the two that are out there, because they can see the giant, the other giants have begun to move in. They seem to be taking cues from their leader there, but they're getting closer.
So as they're coming closer, I am going to. You know, I'm finished explaining to her who Sarah Ray is, because this is a female giant, her, yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know.
Hey, girl, hey.
But,
the nipple.
Yes, the nipple. So,
should I zoom in again?
No, no, thank you. So, yeah, and I let her know, I was like, you know, my traveling companions and I are heading to this temple on a holy mission from the Lady Sarah Ray to do this, and we would like to pass without conflict. Please and thank you. It's like they wait like just that. Beyond the light.
While like she's saying this, end. I want to down a potion.
Okay.
All
right, so I'm reporting to everyone with the rings what is happening and the exact positions of the giants as they move up.
Yeah, and I'm just letting her know that, look, we do have some friends that are waiting just beyond the light because, you know, we would like to speak, and you know, seeing as we're probably very like-minded people of the flame and whatnot, let you know that we don't mean any harm, we're just here to do something.
Show me this Sovereign Ray's power.
Call at the one to the north, I tell you through the ring. Burn him.
I don't want to burn him, but I feel as if I were to fireball her, I don't think it would hurt her very much, but I think she would also get it.
I mean, you were told by them that they're immune to fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't waste this fireball on
it. I like that. I like that idea. Like
it too.
Yeah.
See, this is role playing, Kevin. She's role playing right now.
So she that's knows what it's I'm not gonna effective. Do. I'm gonna fireball her. Okay. I will, and when I do it, I will say, feel my lady's light.
And boom sauce.
Okay.
I like
it. Do your fireball and roll me damage.
I mean, she's not going to take none of it.
I know.
Okay, then. But it's to show how potent it is.
Come on, make it a big one. Big one, big one.
Is that 12? 12d6?
It's 10. Max is out at 10.
Real question is, why do they have fires lit if this thing's made of fire, like its head?
For warmth.
Yeah. Religion. The other ones aren't on fire.
Yeah, but there's light. Isn't that what it can't? I guess they're immune to fire. I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, the regular sand giants are not immune to fire.
28.
Okay.
For the damage of the fire variety.
Oh, shit. She's throwing fireballs. We need to move.
Nah.
Oh, no, nah. No, no. I let them I also let them know.
I'm out of the ring now. Dr. Pox has
my I'll hold you back. Don't you fucking
move. Yeah.
Okay.
Mind your manners.
Give me a diplomacy check and add a plus 2 for every 10 that you did the damage you did.
So that was what? 28? 29? Something like that? So,
it's a plus 2. So you got a plus 1 for 10 plus, and then a plus 2 for the 20.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I thought you were saying add plus 2 for every 10. Like, making me do the math.
I was just like, you know where my math came from. I was showing my work.
I like it. this is diplomacy, you said?
Diplomacy, yeah.
Okay, so that was 14, 16 plus. And do I still get my alone bonus?
I haven't said anything.
Yeah, cool. All right, so.
I'm just back here looking servile.
16 plus 18 is what, 34?
Okay.
Yeah, 34.
Your flames wrap around the sun giant. And as your flames envelop her, you see a smile across her face. And as the flames die down, you see that she is now chanting a spell at you with a smile on her face. Give me a sense motive.
Oh, that's my best one.
Uh-oh.
Did she slurp up the fire like spaghetti?
Like a spaghetti.
46.
Okay. You can tell that she's about to do something similar to you, but not out of hatred or an attack. She wants to see how you deal with the flames that she gives.
Oh, boy.
So give me a reflex save.
Me too.
Okay.
No, just her. This is a flame strike.
All right.
23.
Okay, so you'll take half of this.
I will take none of that.
Ooh.
Oh, you got improved.
I got a ring of evasion, baby.
But I won't even bother rolling the damage.
Yeah.
You come away from the fire completely.
What would it have been? I want to know, though.
I was about to roll 15d6.
I want to know what you would have done.
We want to see how potent it is.
Because I just with my fire resistance, I just want to know what I would have gotten if I didn't have that ring of evasion.
Yeah, and think how much cooler you'd look if you take the damage and be like, what of it?
Because there's a chance that I could have gotten damage. No.
That's a lot of dice.
54. So 54, half of that would have been 26, right?
Uh-huh. No, so 27.
27, so I would have taken 7 damage if I didn't have the evasion, but none.
None. None's better than 7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She smiles and she goes, your serenry, very powerful. What can I, Mira, do for you?
To access the ziggurat.
Get the fuck out.
First, I thank her. And I say, you know, and I let her know also, you know, you are also very, very powerful. And I give her my name as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sonder. And then I ask that myself and my 5 companions be able to you know, root around in this year's cigar.
Root around. I'm not familiar with this term from common people.
I don't remember exactly what we need to find in here, but don't we need to find
something? We got to reconsecrate this place, right?
No, extend the consecrate.
No, I know. I mean, I'm just looking out of character.
Weapons against chaos in this temple to fight the Proteans.
And to consecrate.
Also, do not mention that.
Right, but I'm just saying. I mean, out of the game that was part of it to try to bring balance to the chaos.
Yeah, that was something that Noob's character was very much against, was consecrating it.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, we don't gotta do it. We just search it.
So, does she got a goal for that to happen? Or,
I'd rather have fresh new weapons if she does.
I think we should go inside.
Our home is where you can stay. I have more children that should be returning before the sun comes back up. But there is no entrance to this temple. What you see is what we have.
Is there anything that I know of that they might not know of about the temple? Or that maybe Amon might know?
Yeah.
About an entrance to the temple that is not some sort of hidden entrance or something?
You'd have to search. There's nothing that you would know from a knowledge check about a hidden entrance.
Mm. Well, then I would just ask that we are allowed to explore and see if, you know, like perhaps we're even... No, not perhaps we're in the wrong direction, but can we just, you know, have a look around we would hate to have come all this way for nothing.
Maybe we see something you would miss because you're so large and powerful.
Maybe there's something your notice. Small eyes can see.
Possibly. You will stay and feast with us and look around.
Fantastic.
She does like a quick clicking of her tongue, and the other three giants you see kind of look around, look at y'all, but then uneasily go back to their own little campfires, and take a seat in the ground. Now that you're close, you can see they're more than getting warmth from the fire. They seem to stare at it like people do televisions, like it's their entertainment tonight. These fires.
Yeah.
I've been there, buddy.
That's a really good show. I like that show. It's always different.
Yep. It's engaging.
She waves for you and your companion, and tell the other ones that are hidden that they can approach as well, but to keep their hands away from any weapons.
Yeah.
To keep their fingers from
jazz hands.
Shaping any glyphs or speaking any arcane language
Speaking in general, to be honest.
Or our terms will change.
I pass that along.
Okay.
Tell Vlad Roast.
Yeah, keep your hands off the ship.
I pass along that whoever's near Vlad Roast, please let him know immediately.
We cool. So
cool.
Yeah.
We cool.
Okay, we are not, we are cool.
Bro. Oh, is it I feel like maybe some sort of warning about his ghoulishness, or maybe we can
I gotta have it.
We put a ball gag in Blackface's mouth.
I bite your fingers off.
And now you have ghoul fever.
That's why we put the ball gag on.
Ghoul fever. Yeah,
so do y'all come out of hiding, or do y'all stay by there and bicker?
Yeah, I'll move up to where Sander is, but obviously behind her, she's our leader at this point.
Yeah, same. Keep my hat of disguise pulled tight so nobody can tell I'm a ghoul.
And I'll put my hood up on me too, just to keep kind of hide my face a little bit.
So nobody just
in
can
case
tell
she has an aversion to elves. You never know.
I'm gonna stay hidden.
No.
Okay. I'll say, Pox, get your butt out here.
I'd rather you didn't. I'm sure they can smell you.
she beckons for Sander and the other one, Dorian, to approach the top, treating you two as a pair of the whatever y'all got going on.
This whole time I've been like, you know, 5 feet, like floating at about 5 feet, and I will maintain that as I move forward.
Okay.
I will keep my eyes downcast as I follow her behind her. Yeah. But yeah.
Give me perceptions, the two of you.
Freaking crack guy.
35.
Can't roll for shit on perception. 21.
You don't see any way. There's no doors, there's no obvious entrances to this temple. What was the highest one you got?
35.
However, at the top of this temple and the pillars, at the bottom of each pillar, you see these weird, this weird like grate, like indention. It's only something you notice, Terrence.
Like a depression in the stone, or like is it an opening, like a drainage opening?
Picturing the storm drain.
Where's my ping tool at? Is it gone now?
My ping tool.
How was that?
Well, I mean, just annotate, I guess.
Hold it down.
You see one there? There. There. And then one right at your feet, which is why you noticed them, you think.
Okay. And they're like just little grates? Like,
it's like the stone is smooth, perfectly marbled smooth, but it juts off and there's like a little indention there, like almost like a drainage, like what a grate would be, but there's no actual grating over the top, just a divot.
Oh, just a sort of a rectangular hole.
Yeah.
Okay. Do these things appear to move at all? Like these pillars, like can I see signs of like where they might have been spun or scraped in the past? Like is there old stone scarring anywhere that I might be able to scope out?
You don't see any, no. But it also, this temple's been here and weather torn for a long time.
I will briefly report that there's something here, and it's up here at the top of the ziggurat. There is a way down, but I'm not sure how to get in just yet. I will continue.
We are here to take them out. We need to ambush them. John.
Why?
Yeah, they're cool.
Our job was to clear this temple.
They are cool for now, but when those four don't return by morning, the coolness will wear off.
We don't know. They don't know it was us. We didn't see shit about giants. Also, our goal was to get weapons.
This is a very well-traveled path out here. There's hundreds of people that are passing through the area that could kill four of her giants.
Yeah. And also, I don't think we were told to clear the temple out. They wanted us to, but they just told us that this place was here and we might find the weapons that we need to restore balance.
I'm just saying, we've all taken a big hit this morning on our resources, and if we can get to a place that's safe to rest while we look around, we'll have a better chance.
So you're talking about like trying to get inside, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about. Let's try to get inside. So you pointed out these grates whatever.
I will instruct you via the ring where to look, like to cast your eyes to where to the blah blah blah. Look
for the break. What was the knowledge shekel that took even no more?
You can give me a knowledge engineering.
So if y'all could y'all like ask me to come up there and I could try that as well. I might.
Yes, I will explain that I have people who are experts in certain things and call them up.
Give me a diplomacy check.
Uh, 17 and 18 is 32.
Yeah, you work your magic, and she's amenable to you having more of your people come up.
Cool. Okay. So yeah,
so I'll go up.
Engineering.
29 for knowledge engineering.
I will respectfully back down a bit.
Like, yeah, are you not hiding, Kevin?
Well, once everyone was like telling me to come out, I
now that there's something I can do.
Oh, a rat, roll initiative.
He's not with us.
We've got a simple rat free for about 2 seconds.
I'll nod my head kind of reverently as I come up. I got a 31 on the engineering.
Okay. Yeah, and Kevin, from over there, you couldn't do the check anyway. It's just they could see it from the top. It's like 30 feet up. So yeah, don't worry about your check, Nim. You got a 30, what now?
31.
Okay. So Nim, looking at where the grates are and looking at these pillars, you can see that the pillars are nearly high enough to where if they were to be laid flat, that the top edge, you can see the top edge of one of the pillars on the side, like, let's say this one that's south of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it was to be tilted and pushed this way to lay flat, that it looks like it would fit in there.
You're off a big pillar.
So you almost need to like move them all kind of where they're all leaning against the other.
You have to basically go from pillars to making them a wall.
Ah, you have to topple them over in a particular. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to explain that.
This one would go that way. This one would go that way. That one would go push that way. Then this one would be pushed that way.
I'll kind of explain that to them and then, you know, gesture too. So I don't know what language does a giant speak? And they just
they're speaking common, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll explain that the, you know.
Let's start knocking over pillars in this lady's house.
There is indeed.
But I'll try to really explain like how that it looks like this will fit here on this other pillar if we move it into that position. So not, you know, not necessarily just.
Oh, I know. I was making a joke.
Wrecking shit, but even though we got to wreck shit.
Give me a diplomacy.
Come on, baby. Let's see.
That, I mean, I would talk to... Yeah, I'm talking to Saunders, so Saunders can do that.
An even 30.
Yeah. Y'all are basically friendly at this point. You and Mira. The sun giant, and you've piqued her curiosity. As long as they've lived here, she's never noticed that. It is a thin little grating there. As you're talking about it, she's using one of her giant pinkies or digging in there, like clearing out the old sand and dust, and she's following your eyes as you point to where Nim pointed at the top. And she says, I'd be willing to try this. This intrigues me.
And I say, excellent.
Can Noob and Amun, or can Amun and Vladros start up the steps or start toward the steps at least?
I don't know what Amun wants to do. Why are you playing that character for him, Frakes?
I would like to.
Boom. Boom. Face.
Fair point. I was mostly asking if it was allowed.
Yeah.
I can get big if we need to move these. I can grow 2 sizes.
Well, she might be able to do it for us and save us a little effort.
She's willing to do it for you, it seems like.
Oh, well, then I will step down out of the way of all the toppling stones. Or toward wherever she directs us to go.
I mean, okay. You're gonna...
Yeah, let her do it.
Back up. Just
kind of step back to the top of the stairs there.
Yeah, Sonder. I'd like to come up there if I could.
I mean, I feel like, I don't want to go down.
I mean, you can fly.
Yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm going to just go near in the middle. See what happens.
Just fly up and sit on her shoulder.
She begins to tilt these things, and it takes a little bit of effort. The other giants, hearing this, they all stand and look, and she gives them that sound again. And they don't go away or sit back down. They still watch intently, their curiosity piqued now as well. And the first pillar slides over, and as it pushes over, there's these weird gears that are exposed. When she strains and pushes it over, and it goes, and it slides perfectly into place. You hear click. She seems intrigued at this. She looks at you, Sandra, and smiles, and she goes to the second one, doing the same thing, the third one. And on the fourth one, just as she pushes the pillar down, the floor beneath her feet begins to swirl open. She almost loses her balance, but she kind of grabs the now wall that's around the top here and lifts herself up to sit. And the top of the temple spirals open, and there's a spiraling staircase leading down. One that would probably be too small for her to go through, but one that you and your party would be able to go through. And we'll see you all next week.
Yay!
I like it.
The depths.
That's pretty cool.
I really wanted y'all to fight that sun giant, and you still might, because her children definitely aren't coming back.
One might. A fever.
We couldn't have done it. We were in the dungeon. So,
well, here's a question. Obvious.
We didn't do it.
You said they have scent, right?
Yeah.
I know Vladros is covered in the blood of three of
them. Shut up!
Yes. Whose team are you on?
I'm on realism.
We have create water. We had hours of travel to get here. You wouldn't just travel for hours covered in blood.
Here it is. I was going to say, I'm a ghoul now.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have allowed it.
Y'all wouldn't have allowed it. I know. But as for my sensibilities, they've kind of gone out the window.
I don't have to do any of that. Y'all know you killed her children. She'll know y'all are the first people she's seen in God knows how long. And it's the first night her children don't return. So eventually, this might be a situation you have to deal with. Maybe not.
But
maybe
we're friends.
Magic to the
there could be a subway. You know, that train that you were talking about could be an underground train that's in the ziggurat.
Yeah, so, we were talking about railroading and it's an underground railroad.
Teleport us out of there. Really.
Mahogany is a level the rest of you don't.
What?
Yay!
No, we need a level. We
take Terrence gets one. Noob gets one.
Yeah.
That's it.
I figured out how to get into the temple.
Yeah, but then you made that stupid joke.
It's not dumb. It's a
Vladros keeps saying he's dead. Kevin was hiding and then he wasn't.
Do I get I'm not the only one. Every time someone says anything about engineering, they think about trains.
Hell yeah. I'm level 14 now.
Knowledge is great. Master of it.
Fuck you. You already said it.
No levels. Nobody gets levels.
Good.
I'm level. Fuck it.
I'll take a Benny, though.
Yeah, you can have 15 of them.
We'll settle for a Benny. We were getting a level.
You heard it. You heard it here. 15 Bennies. And they still hurt. They're still too low.
Can I have 15 Bennies?
No, you use them.
Only me.
Yeah. The Benny economy only works when it's hoarded.
Yeah.
Okay. So you only get richer if you're already rich. I see how it is.
It's just like
real life. Bullshit capitalism every time.
Hey, I'm holding on to my one Benny like it's going to save my life. One.
I'm out.
Well, I got 15 now, so I'm just going to start using them.
Well, I mean, you can have 15, but I'm going to be like, it's going to cost you 8 Bennies to do a reroll now.
Oh, my God.
Inflation. Five is a fair price.
I feel like targeting.
You heard it. Now Kevin's one penny is useless.
No, for the hoarder.
No, targeted
Benny. That's not how inflation works.
You're gonna cause Benny riots. This is gonna be. It's gonna get ugly.
Well, the whole Benny system is made up anyway, man. It means nothing.
Mahogany, how many Bennies do you have now?
With the 15 that I got tonight, like 23, I don't know. And they'll probably more like 17.
I just pretend like I have enough to do whatever I need to do. Because I was
getting kind of low.
Yeah.
Because I used like 8 in one episode.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Mahogany hoards Benny. She's our team dragon. But for imaginary loot that nobody else needs or wants. See you next week.
Hey, bye.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Hey, we've never played this before, so don't judge, you fools.
2, 3, 4.
Jeb, Jeb. I'll tell you when to start singing. Jeb. Not yet. Better start singing now. Hold on.
Jibbo, jibbo, jabbo, jabbo, jib.
You ready to go down?
Jibbo, jabbo, jibbo, jabbo, jib.
That means to smoke weed.
Jibbo, jabbo, jibbo, jabbo, jib.
You gotta hit it, man. You boys are failing me.
Vagina between your knee.